This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
59-yard attempt for the win. Weeks with the snap. Tommy Townsend with the hold. And Kaimi Fairbairn with a chance to give the Texans the victory. Here's the snap by Weeks. The spot. Here's the kick by Fairbairn. Has the distance. And it's good. Fairbairn wins it at the buzzer. The Texans beat the Bills. 59 yards for the dub on H-Town Day. 23-20.
Mark Vandermeer on a fantastic call there for a fantastic ending of a really intense football game yesterday over at NRG Stadium as we welcome you in on a victorious Reaction Monday here on Sports Radio 610. 23-20 the final score. The Texans beat the Bills yesterday in yet another one of those Texan games that felt like early on it could have been the Texans putting the foot on the throat. The Bills are a very good football team. They are a very good football team that the Texans, especially defensively, forced into looking very, very bad at times yesterday. And this, Seth Payne, in my opinion, the biggest, certainly the biggest regular season win of the D'Amico Ryans era for me yesterday.
Yeah.
I know the Colts win got them into the postseason last year. I think with the way, I thought Clint Sterner made a great case for it yesterday on the postgame show. With the way that expectations are for this year as opposed to last year.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Bills, regardless of how they looked yesterday, and Josh Allen, regardless of how they looked yesterday, the Texans had a lot to do with it. That is an MVP candidate on what's been one of the best teams in the AFC over the last 5 years. That is a huge win, and to me, the signature regular season win for the Texans.
I disagree with you guys on the significance or the bigness of the win, but I don't want to debate all that. I mean, like that. Remember, the Browns were one of the best defenses, and the Browns they were horrible in the regular season, but the Colts game was just so big for so many reasons. Yeah. As far as yesterday. At the end of the day, you go through these games and these Texans games, it always feels like sometimes it feels really good at the beginning and then it feels like misery for about two or three quarters. And then it feels good at the end when they win, or at least you feel relief. Yesterday it felt awful right at the very beginning because offensively they did all those things that you didn't want to see. We're going to go short and we're going to run and we're going to get snuffed out. And then all of a sudden it all took off. The difference about yesterday, I think partly is just that it's the Bills that you expect it to be close. A lot of people, before the Ravens game, a lot of people thought there was no chance in hell the Texans were going to beat the Bills. But they made them look every bit like the worst version of Josh Allen that there is. It looked like Trevor Lawrence out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Allen doesn't have chemistry with those receivers. He didn't have Khalil Shakir. And yet there are lots of quarterbacks out there who don't have Khalil Shakir chemistry with their receivers, who throw more for more than 130 yards. That was really, really nice by the defense. And then offensively, I think CJ, I was glad to see him have a game where he almost single-handedly took them out of the game at the end and then brought them back. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause all very, very good quarterbacks in the NFL have those moments.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been really interesting. If they had gone on to lose that game, I mean, that would be the first time that I would be coming in here if they had gone on to lose that game, saying that C.J. Stroud was a primary reason that they lost a game.
Well, the other time...
He's always been... When they lose, he's always been a contributor because everybody contributes to a loss or a win. But that was jarring to see, and I don't expect it to be a trend. One thing I'll tell you what I'm not going to do today is come in and say, am I worried? Are you worried about C.J. Stroud?
Right.
I think it's a bad quarter for a good player, but interception, fumble... intentional grounding in three straight possessions at the end of the game.
The one thing that I thought of was last year when he threw the interception versus the Bengals, mm-hmm. and then they came back and they had some help from the Bengals with that, but on the drop touchdown that would have put it out of
Tyler
the way.
Tyler Boyd, yeah.
Yeah, but CJ came back and they won the game even after he'd thrown that interception. It was very similar to last year's Bengals game where a lot of people were wondering last year, why were you throwing in that situation? Yeah. Yesterday, especially, when he got that intentional grounding, I don't know why you're throwing there. Not with Kyme Fairbairn as your kicker.
As your kicker, yeah. You don't need to get much closer.
No, I mean, yeah. I guess if you really want to put it away and be aggressive there. And then CJ thought he was making the right decision, didn't think it was going to be as close a call as it was. But it was, I didn't have a problem with the call. But then he comes back and he rectifies it.
Well, he rectified, and the big thing was he got an opportunity to rectify it. And that was because of Sean McDermott, yeah. the head coach of the Bills. Like the Texans, I don't want to minimize the role of special teams in this. People are going to remember the Kyme Fairbairn field goal to win the game, mm-hmm. as they should. 59 yards out. We had Kyme on the postgame show. He was excellent. We'll have some of that for you as we roll on with the show. D'Amico loves to talk about complimentary football. All coaches do. And I thought the fact that CJ had such a rough fourth quarter that Tommy Townsend, with under a minute to go, punts the ball back after the intentional grounding, punts the ball back to the Bills, puts it down on the three, which was big because now the Bills, they were going to be aggressive and try to go for the win and go get a field goal. It's really hard to operate that far back, and you could tell from Josh Allen, it was really hard to operate. So Tommy Townsend pins them back there. For whatever reason, the Bills decided to throw the ball three times, so the Texans didn't have to empty any of their timeouts. They walked off the field still with two timeouts left in that game. They had all three timeouts left when they got the ball back. Robert Woods' punt return was huge. That was 13 yards you picked up, and he did it like a vet, man. Got it and immediately went north-south. No jimmy-jacking around there, no running, trying to get to the corner. Straight up field, gets it to the 46-yard line of the Buffalo Bills. CJ and Daria Gumbawale connect on a perfect little 5-yard, just little flick play. Yeah. They burn their time out, and then Kyme kicks a field goal. I thought the complementary nature of special teams in that last minute with Townsend with the punt, Woods with the return, Fairbairn with the field goal was really, really cool to see.
And they also...
The ultimate Frank Ross sequence.
Defensively, on that final three and out by the Bills, they had great rush off the edge.
Yes.
And that was one thing yesterday... where I was conflicted about, and at the end of the day, they put a lot of pressure on Josh Allen. He completed one pass on third down when he was under pressure. It was like 16 times he was under pressure in general.
He was one for 14 for 24 yards when pressured.
When pressured, that's what it was, and not just on third down, but so that's a combination of coverage and getting a rush. And a lot of the good rushes, Josh Allen was getting outside the pocket. That's one thing I keep thinking of D'Amico Autry when he comes back. Sometimes when the ends flush the quarterback and the defensive tackles are supposed to come around and contain on the fly, you got to improv it. D'Amico Autry's just got a different level of athleticism as those guys. So some of that might get cleaned up. Part of it is just Josh Allen being Josh Allen.
Yeah. Did you realize Josh Allen was having as bad a day statistically as he was while we were watching the game?
I did.
9 for 30.
Yeah, at one point he was 1 for 9 and CJ was 9 for 9, I think.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. But then I'm like, okay, well, he's not going to be 1 for 9 the whole... Like, he's going to have some stretches here. I just didn't realize it was that bad.
I knew it was... It was still in the second quarter, I think, wasn't it, when he tried to throw back across his body... And
it was at the end of the second quarter.
He had a wide right open Cooks there, and it just fell, or Collins, and
he hit Hollins. He hit Al Shire right in the hands. on the one I'm thinking of.
Right? Okay, no, I was thinking of a different one. Okay. But no, the one that just wasn't incomplete. Yeah. So, but
oh, yeah. He was throwing, he was running to his left and he tried to Mahomes it.
But then, and then Alshire having two straight interceptions dropped.
That's the one I was thinking
Alshire, of. I was nervous as hell with Alshire right from the get-go because he missed that tackle bad early
in the game. Yeah.
And he didn't quite look right. And we knew he had an illness. And it
he's
just
at the ER, it turns out.
Yeah, and he ended up, okay, was that true? Okay.
Good. I saw it reported.
Oh, you saw it reported?
It was on the internet.
People were telling me online, and I was like, can you send me the link? And they're like, I don't know, man. I saw it on Instagram. And so I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, I think Aaron Wilson had it.
So, and he ended up getting it going, and he was sideline to sideline, as he always is. So there's a couple things about the defense right now that still very much concern me. They're just so tiny and light. They're out there in nickel all the time because Christian Harris is in the Kyle Tucker zone. And yet... It's like so they get hit with 150 yards rushing, but they come up with these big plays in any given series where they're drive killers. You get a tackle for a loss. I mean, Fadakasi got that tackle for a loss that was as good as a sack.
That was
like
huge.
A 6 yard tackle for a loss on a screen.
That was huge. The Bills were starting to get a little something going at that point too.
Right. So and then there's times where guys are wide open over the middle, and yet. You look up, and Josh Allen's got 130 yards passing on the day. D'Amico's able to do a lot more things defensively this year because he's got guys who can play man, but it was really impressive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are now 11-3 in one-score games under D'Amico Ryans. They're 4-0 this season in one-score games under D'Amico Ryans. They have not lost a one-score game since the Jacksonville, Matt Amendola, boink off the crossbar game in week 12 of last year. So I know there's one school of thought like, these games don't have to be this close, and they don't. And people are right if they say that. I think the Texans feel that way, that these games don't have to be as close as they are. We make some self-inflicted mistakes, and we keep teams in the game. I'll go glass half full here. There is something to this team in these close games at the end of games, and there is a belief in one another that they have. It's nothing you can really measure with statistics or anything like that. All I know is I watch the way this team operates and the way this team kind of loves each other on the sidelines and everything else, and I watch other NFL games and highlights and press conferences and things like that. And there is something to this team, man. There is some sort of magic in the last couple minutes to this team.
One of the things that helps the magic, as opposed to like you just found an old spell book in the attic and you're trying incantations and stuff, the little fairy that comes in and makes it all actually work is Kaimi Fairbairn. He floats in like Peter Pan.
And wings.
And then he comes in and then boop, there you go.
Yeah.
And then he flies back off to heaven.
That helps.
He's so clutch. Who was doing the play-by-play on TV?
Ian Eagle.
It was Ian Eagle. Yeah. Ian Eagle invoked Clutch City.
I heard that. I loved it. I got chills.
It was. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, hey, hold off there, buddy. Don't go start invoking the Rockets championships until this team really, really has a signature win. But still, okay. I like the nod, Ian Eagle. I like the nod.
Yeah. No, I was cool with it.
Jamie's like He's just like in a movie about a burglary or something, where he's kind of like the one. He's the one in the group of criminals. He's like the safe cracker or something.
Yeah,
who's just almost
ice in his veins.
Super smart, calm, cool, and collected to the point where like, why is this guy a criminal? But then Kaimi goes out and then he steals people's souls.
He was really he was interesting. We had him on the post game show and he was talking about how much studying he does of other sports criminals. You know, like Tom Brady and Tiger Woods and Kobe Bryant and guys
like
criminals that steal other people's souls, not that are actual criminals. It was really interesting just to hear him talk about his process.
I look forward to hearing that because I wasn't able to listen to it.
He was good. He was very good. We'll have a little of that a little later on in the show. So the Texans win yesterday, 23-20, huge win. 4-1 on the season. And if the Saints do everybody a little solid tonight and upset the Chiefs, you'll wake up on Tuesday with the Texans as the number one seed in the AFC, people. But as of right now, 2 seed in the AFC, 4-1 record. Hard to complain about that. And we will not today complain about that one tiny bit. So good job, Texans, yesterday. It wasn't all good. The Texans are now dealing with an injury. Sounds like it's going to be all okay here in the near term, but the second half sure looked a lot different than the first half yesterday, and this was a big reason why. We will talk about that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.